This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. As migrants continue to move to Denver from the U.S. southern border, the city says shelters desperately need more staff. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston held a press conference Tuesday to ask for help from Denverites, especially Spanish-speaking ones.
If you are someone that's looking for work right now, this pays between $25 and $32 an hour. We have day shifts, we have overnight shifts, we have part-time, we have full-time.
Johnston says city shelters need to hire around 150 people to get through the end of the month. A job fair scheduled for this Friday at the Wellington Webb Building. New hires could start as early as next week. The Boulder Valley School District recently became the first district in the nation to pass a Green New Deal for schools resolution. It's a plan for making school buildings greener, creating pathways to green jobs, and giving students lessons on climate change in a variety of subjects. Board member Richard Garcia addressed the students.
You did great work. You were persistent. You didn't give up. You were here at every board meeting, and we heard you.
The district and board members spent weeks working with students on the resolution, and both sides compromised. The Environmental Protection Agency will be on hand in Penrose next month to demolish a funeral home where nearly 200 improperly stored human bodies were discovered earlier this year. The agency visited the site last month. It decided demolition was necessary for the safe removal of biological and hazardous materials found in the building. Details of the plan are not yet finalized. This is CPR News. Stick with us. It's 5:06.